भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 16, Text Number 7. Griheso yeso atitaya Narchita salilarapi Yadi niryanti tenunam Peruraya grihopam namah Grihesu yesu atitayo Narchita salilarapi Yadi niryanti tenunam Peruraya grihopamaha Sarsita salilarabhi Yadi niryanti tenunam Peru Raya Grihopamaha Priheshu Yesu Atitayo Sanarchita Salilarabhi Yari Niryanti Tenuma Peru Raya Grihopamaha Griheshu yesu atitayo Archita salilarabhi Yadi niryanti tenunam Peru raya grihopamaha Vaishnavis Griheshu yesu atitayo Peruraya grihopamaha Griheshu yesu atitayo Narchita salilarabhi Yadi niryanti tenunam Peruraya grihopamaha Griheshu yesu atitayo Narchita salilarabhi Yadi niryanti tenunam Peruraya grihopamaha Griheshu at home Yesu, which Atitaya, an invited guest, na, not, Archita, welcomed, Salilayapi, even by offering a glass of water, Yadi, if, Niryanti, they go away. Te, such household life. Nunam, indeed. Peruraja, or jackals. Griha, the homes. Upamaha, like. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Homes from which guests go away without having been received, even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the field which are the homes of jackals. Can you please repeat? Homes from which guests go away, without having been received, even with an offering of a little water, are like those holes in the field which are the homes of jackals. Purport: in a field there may be holes made by snakes and mice, but when there are very big holes, it may be supposed that jackals live there. Certainly no one goes to take shelter in such homes. Thus the homes of human beings, where atithis and invited guests are not properly received, are like the homes of jackals. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimate Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyade Satarine. Thank you, Prabhu. I was tricked, pushed a little bit into give a class almost soon. But it's Krishna's mercy. I take this as Krishna's mercy. I'm not a good speaker. I don't have a good pronunciation in English. Please forgive me. This is a very interesting topic. Yesterday was another interesting verse, pretty much related. A few things came to my mind when I came across with these verses. And, you know, like sometimes we have sayings that Srila Prabhupada built a house in which the whole world can live. And then other statement is, by cooperating together, you can show my love. And this is very meaningful. It's like very broad in how to bring it to our present time, you know, how to deal with these issues of guests. Of course, we're talking about, you know, like people, unknown people, a titi, someone who just shows up. But bring it to the, how do you say, like charity begins at home. I was thinking charity begins at home. It's like they say in the doctor heals itself. Before you're going to cure somebody, you have to cure yourself. So we are willing to help this Sankirtan movement that Prabhupada came enthusiastically to give it to the world. We have to be ready to be a good servant. We have to be ready to cooperate. We have to be ready to sacrifice. And we're living in a very rich country in America, with a lot of facilities, with a lot of things that other countries like Mexico or India or some other small places, they don't have that much facility. Nevertheless, I seen that in some places, devotees, even if they are crowded in one place, they're happy. You know, it's like, wow, in an ashram there's like 5-6 devotees. And this brings me to memory also about maybe 30 years ago, by default, I was, as you can say by default, I was Bhakta leader, Sankirtan leader, ashram leader, and I had the opportunity to have these exchanges with many new devotees coming. And in a small time you can say I'm a leader like that. So it's a big issue, it's a dilemma when you have to deal with different personalities. How to keep people happy is very difficult. Sometimes you keep some happy and other people unhappy. It depends on the circumstance. You know, I want to move here, I want to go there. Can I come? You didn't send an email, or you didn't call, you didn't make any arrangement. But somehow or other, you know, they're devotees, it's our family, and I'm there to take care. So I was just meditating in this point that we have devotees now traveling all over the world, coming in unnoticed time, and we have a very large community. And somehow or other, we have to make some sacrifice, some austerity, to accommodate the members, our family members. And we're doing it. We're actually doing it. We are doing it. But there's a lot of room for improvement. A lot. And that means also not just the ashram, but we are grihastas. He is talking about grihastas. And we do have a lot of grihastas in the community, and even people living outside the community. When there are big festivals, we have, sometimes we are like in difficulties, times. It pains my heart to actually see some dear devotees, they're really good friends, and they, for some reason, they forgot to call or they forgot to do any contact, and they just show up, and they say, Prabhu, is there any place for me here? And I'm not in charge of the ashram, I'm not in charge of here, but let me help you out. So I start calling different ashrams, different grihastas ashrams. And sometimes you get good response, sometimes, you know, it's unfortunately, for whatever reason, they cannot accommodate. But sometimes you do have success, and you feel so much satisfaction to get some devotee, that you say, an invited guest, who just show up, but it's a family member. Again, you have the responsibility to take care of your family. Charity begins at home. Before we want to go and save many other people and look for other people, let's take care of the ones we already have. And let's encourage them, take care of them, be happy. So eventually, they don't have to go and leave. So yeah, I was in charge of the ashram and I was having those difficulties, like dilemmas. How to do in these circumstances when leaders have decisions? I'm just speaking about little thing here, very tiny thing. Now just imagine about our GBC members, temple presidents in big scale here, and gurus that make decisions that actually can, you know, either benefit or damage the life and the future of devotees. So that's a big responsibility, big, huge responsibility, serious, because sometimes you make a decision that might ruin somebody's life. So what do we do in this situation? One devotee was mentioning, you have to search after your heart. You have to clean the dirt of your heart. Sometimes you have to actually go and have that dialogue with Krishna and talk to Krishna, please give me the intelligence that I can give the best decision in the different circumstances, in different ways. Because some devotees will be saying, no, this person, so many problems here, we don't want. And the other ones is like, no, let's be compassionate, let's be nice. So you have to balance. And then it's difficult to keep everybody happy. But one that for sure that we can keep happy is Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And if you are clean in your heart, if you pray to Krishna and Krishna listen to your prayers, I'm sure you can make a good decision and actually help that person. So right here, we're having a discussion of Aditi and her husband, Kashyapa Muni, great personality, great sage, great devotee. He's asking a few questions. Is anything wrong? Anything happening here? Have you been taking care of the fire yagya? The brahmana has been fed. The cows have been protected. It's amazing. The brahmanas, the cows, because if there's no protection to the brahmanas and the cows, it's going to be a chaotic situation. He's concerned. And that reminds me also another incident where Lord Ramachandra was exiled, and Bharat went to look for him, and Bharat, and Lakshman was like ready. Oh, look, he's coming. He's gonna take over. And no, Lord Ram says, hold it, let's see. So he came. First question he asked: how are the women doing? Are we taking care of the women? Are we taking care of the elders, the brahmanas? See, this is the concern of the leaders, the brahmanas, the women. We can say the children, the elder, and you can go on and on like that. So similarly, this is what he's asking here, Kashyapa Muni. And she responds, eventually later on, she says, no, everything is going fine. I've been taking care to the, you know, the brahmanas, the beggars, and any uninvited guests. Our household life is flourishing, it's nice. Later on, of course, she's going to explain why she's morose and why she's having difficulties and anxieties. But since that verse came like this, it's very applicable to us too, because we're living in a community where we want many devotees to come. Now, let's suppose that Krishna is very kind, Rukmini Dwarkadhisha is very kind, and he listens to Sobha's prayer. Let's say that he says, okay, here is 60 people coming, showing up. 60 people, let's say 30, let's say 40 men and 20 women, brahmacharinis. Okay? So everybody, Haribol, is happy and everything. And then they go, we have like maybe, I don't know how many rooms we have in the women ashram, maybe 6 or 7 or 8. So that means that we will have to share, that we will have to be accommodate at least 4 or 5 in each room to be 20. And then maybe in the men's we're going to be 8 or more. What a sacrifice, eh? What austerity. But I don't know if you have ever been in, and many of the new devotees probably not, but I mean the senior devotees, obviously they've been in Vrindavan and Mayapur, where we have this festival where there's like 10,000 devotees. And I don't know if you have been in Parikram. I've been in Parikram. Some of you probably have been in Parikram. I think my wife has been like 7 or 10 times. She always tells me the stories. But anyway, I've been, and I've seen that many devotees, like, you know, you have boom, 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 boom. And this, from that place to that place, there's like a, there's no room for like moving. It's like you're shoulder to shoulder. But it's so much excitement. Why? Because everybody's so happy. You're going to, wow, I'm going to meet someone from Australia, from New Zealand, from Russia. Hopefully he speaks English or Mexican. So I want to know about how are you doing, Prabhu? How's your temple doing? Are you having some good realizations? What is your latest realization? Please share that with me. So what I'm saying is that in a similar way, if we have that kind of mentality, oh, here in the ashram, I'm a brahmachari, and they tell me that there's going to be 2 or 3 devotees coming, but I know it's going to be hard. No, we have to think, Krishna, thank you. Finally, I have the opportunity to have a devotee. It might be a senior devotee. Might not be a senior. It might be your equal. It might be some new. So in whichever circumstance come, if it's senior, you really want to serve the devotee. You want to hear his realizations. If it's equal to you, then you just friendly exchange. If he's younger than you, you're going to take care of them and explain and help him. So it's a great opportunity for always sharing and giving room to other place. And then in that way, we are fulfilling the saying that Prabhupada built a place in which everybody, the whole world can live. That's one. And then cooperating each other is not very easy. Temple president might give you an order and you might not like it, but we have to cooperate. He's the authority. You have to follow. So it requires a little bit of sacrifice, a little bit of austerity, a little bit of tolerance. And we're working our way to that. We're doing good, but we can do better and better so we can have more devotees. Lately, I've been noticing too that maybe for the last, I don't know, maybe 6 years or 5 years, evening programs are very nice. In the evening, we have 8 o'clock, it's like packed. Right now, what we have is not even It's maybe like one third crowded. And it's just like being in Vrindavan. It's like, yeah, I'm in Vrindavan here. So we're creating a good atmosphere. And we're making people, you know, by Srila Prabhupada's arrangement, that this place is Vaikuntha. It's a place where you can come and worship your Lord. You're welcome. This is your home. So in the same mood, living in the ashram, being in the community, the leaders are very busy. Like our leader, Sovas, right now is traveling. He went for 3 weeks. Someone comes in, you're not going to say, well, you know, we're going to wait until Sovas comes. Big decisions, of course, but there are some simple things that you can just, common sense, use your common sense. Yeah, let me help out, let me do something. Let me these people happy. It's not going to put it only on the leaders. Anyone who's been here for 10 years is practically speaking automatically a leader. So we carry that responsibility. And I'm humbly requesting this for the devotees in the ashram, for the brahmacharinis in the ashram, to please, you know, let's evaluate a little bit our attitudes of really welcome people and really, yes, I want another devotee. It's going to be maybe an inconvenience for some. Of course, we're not talking about extreme cases in which someone has to have a particular place just for yourself or for herself, whatever it is, because a particular extreme reason that the temple president agrees, what can you do? But otherwise, you know, yes. And for the grihastas, big responsibility also. Sometimes I have like 6-7 people in my family. And one time I remember I had 14 people. It was a Ratha Yatra. You know, Mexican families are big. 14 in a little tiny room. It's not even 2 bedrooms. I had 14. And I was thinking, oh my God. But anyway, so... Yeah, we need to greet our guests properly. We need to take care of our family. It's devotees going here and there. Yes, obviously they have some responsibility from their part. Whenever we travel, we're supposed to let know ahead of time. You know, here we are. Can you please, you know, Prabhu, make arrangements? So in this way, it makes an atmosphere of like accommodation or gratitude and gratefulness. And you're doing what you're supposed to be doing. You know, a devotee. Happy. So this Krishna consciousness movement is for people who want to please Prabhupada and Krishna. Of course, if we want a lot of comfort like that, it's going to be very difficult. We have to make an analysis of our consciousness. What am I doing here? What is the purpose of my life here? What am I doing? To find some comfort? To do this, we have to travel sometimes and go to those places where very low income devotees, where the prasadam that they have is like very poorly. The transportation, I've seen devotees doing sankirtan, carrying their book bags, boxes, go and take the bus far away. We have cars here, big freeways. It's Krishna's mercy, Krishna's mercy. So we utilize the facility. But yeah, some austerity, some tolerance, some patience, and like that. What other thing? And obviously, Kashyapa Muni here is talking to his wife. His wife says, my Lord, being you my husband, being you a great devotee, what else can be wrong here? Everything is fine, because I'm under your guidance. And he's always, you know, asking, like Lord Brahma, he asked for Lord Brahma for benedictions and blessings when he was going to get married. So in a similar way, he asked for his wife to be engaged in devotional service. So we are doing devotional service, and we are successfully in some ways, by following the sadhana bhakti, we can achieve all or fulfill our desires. So we have to keep in mind how we're going to keep improving more and more to help Guru and Gauranga. And before I finish, I'm going to read something about today is a disappearance day of 2 great Vaishnavas. One is Sri Kashishwara Pandi and Bhukarvaka Garba Goswami. So here I have. Okay, Sri Bhugarbha Goswami, a disciple of Sri Gadadhara Pandita. Sri Bhugarbha Goswami shared an intimate friendship with Sri Lokanath Goswami. Inspired by Lord Chaitanya, they were the first and most senior devotees to settle in Vrindavan before the arrival of Sri Rupa and Sri Sanatan Goswami. They tried to uncover the lost holy places of Radha Govindaji. Unlike the aggressive approach of modern scientists to discover the unknown, Bhugarbha and Lokanath Goswami found Sri Krishna's pastimes forest by the humble method of surrender. They simply wandered around Vrindavan, calling out the names of her 12 forests. Bandiravan, Kamyavan, Mahavan, Talavan. Beautiful. And Srimati Vrinda Devi. So the maintainer of the forest and expansions of Krishna's pastimes potency. They revealed the exact location of each and every forest. It is told that to avoid material distractions, Bhugarbha will perform his bhajan underground. So he received the name Bhugarbha. In paragraph, Bhu means earth, Garbha means cave, womb, hidden place. He is Prema Manjari or Bhadra Rekika in Radha Gopinath's Nitya Nikunja Lila. His Samadhi stands near Sri Rupa Goswami in the Radha Damodar temple courtyard. Sri Kashishwara Pandi. Sri Ishwara Puri sent his disciples Govinda and Kashishwara Pandit to Jagannath Puri to humbly serve Lord Chaitanya. Reluctant to accept service from his god brothers, Sri Chaitanya finally agreed, since it was his guru's wish, named Kalavati and Sashi Rekha in Braja Lila. Govinda and Kashishwar bring Yamuna water to Lord Sri Krishna. Kashishwara Pandit, who was strong and powerfully built, used to walk before Lord Chaitanya, keeping the crowds from touching him. And after kirtans, he will serve prasadam to all the devotees. Sri Gaurasundara asked Kashishwara to move to Vrindavan for worshipping Sri Rupa Goswami's deity of Govindaji. Fearing separation from Lord Chaitanya, Kashishwara said, "My Lord, if I must give up your association, my heart will split in two." Out of compassion for his devotee, Lord Gaurachandra gave him a deity of himself that was so perfectly formed it exactly resembled the Lord Gaura Govinda. The deity's name is of golden form of Krishna playing flute. Then Kashishwara Pandit happily went to Vrindavan to serve Gaura Govinda and Govindaji. Sri Sadhana Dipika says, "I worship Sri Kashishwara Pandit, whose power of love and devotion brought Sri Chaitanya to Western India as a deity. Today the original deities of Gaura Govinda and Govindaji are lovingly adored by thousands of devotees in Jaipur, Rajasthan. Kashishwara Pandit's original Samadhi is in 64 Samadhis area." The disappearance days of Kashishwara Pandi and Bhugarbha Swami Ki. Yeah. So, if any devotee would like to make any comment or is there any question, they are welcome. I forgot to say that in the pioneers of Krishna consciousness, I heard stories of the devotees. When there was no temple like this, they were very enthusiastic. They in accommodating people. They were even putting some, they say, one dividing like a piece of cloth or dhoti, and there the women's there and the men's in one side. And that was so nice to hear that they were so enthusiastic to serve Prabhupada. They didn't mind that austerity. And whenever I see those senior devotees here, you know, my heart gets so happy to see that, wow, these devotees, they did so much for Prabhupada. It's nice to have them around. So much austerities they did. We can learn so much from them. Maybe one of them would like to mention something if they know about how is when you were living in the times of Prabhupada, and if you want to. Archita has his hand. Go. Can you repeat that so the listeners can?
I'm just saying that New Dwarka was not always like it is now, where there's one person per room. Back in the 70s, Brigapati was here also for some time. He came from New York. We were sleeping up in that level where the gift shop is now. That entire floor was the Brahmachari Ashram. And it was literally shoulder to shoulder. You were happy to get up an hour earlier than everybody else just so you can get the bathroom first and get out and start chanting your rounds. So, but on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada was aware that he's dealing with Westerners who have a certain mentality and lifestyle. So rather than trying to force them to have the Indian lifestyle and the Indian mentality, he was rather accommodating. Once he was walking in Mayapur before the project was built, and he was walking with an Indian person. And he asked, he said, "Why am I building this project?" And the man said, "Why?" He said, "For my Western disciples." He said, "You and I, we're Indians. We can pass our obnoxious on the field anywhere. But they're not like that. They need to have nice accommodations." So Prabhupada knew that. He was building nice accommodations for his Western mentality disciples. So that doesn't mean we should take advantage and say, yes, we're Westerners, so you have to take care of us like on this level, whatever. We have to be flexible, but at the same time, right, when even though the devotees want to perform austerities or don't mind, the spiritual master and Krishna are always looking to help and accommodate them. You see, it's a competition on both sides. It's not that the devotees should always be austere. Sometimes, you know, and you talk about Mexico, India, even here in America, we went through some very, very tough times. I lived in the Potomac Temple for several years, and it was very tough. We had very little money, and it was one of those freak times where, you know, DC's on the line. Sometimes winter is very mild, sometimes it's very heavy. But those 2 years I was there, it was very heavy. So it was a very small crew. We had to spend almost all day breaking ice on the driveway so people could even come to the Sunday feast. And then you had to go and cook the feast and take care of the deities. And everybody was really stressed. Crisis management, we call it in ISKCON. So we've been through both sides. We've been through the good times and we've been through the lean times. So the point is you have to be ready and steady in all times. Not that when it's good, you're feeling great. And then if a little hard time comes, you want to run away. Or, you know, or the opposite. So devotees have to be ready for whatever Krishna says.
Riguji, Prabhu.
Thank you, Prabhu. I think it's important that we don't forget the lessons that we learned from the lean times, though. And the, what's the opposite of lean? The fat times? In other words, like when I joined in 73 in New York, there was no question of your own room. There wasn't even a conception. My room. It was, you know, there were rooms, and just whoever showed up there, that was their room. You basically, as Archie was describing, you got a spot on the floor. You know, there was like in the main ashram, in the Brahmachari ashram, there were lockers, foot lockers, like in the military. And you know, you had your own locker, and then in the evening, it was first come, first serve. You just put your bedding out on the floor. You had as much space as what your body was. And then in the morning, you got up and you paid your obeisances, and they had a bucket with water and ammonia in it and a rag, and you'd wipe down the spot where you slept. You'd roll up your bedding, throw it in your locker, wipe down the spot, and that was it. You know, it was like goodbye bedroom. You see? So, you know, there was no question of hot water. You know, there was a laser. Sometimes there wasn't even a shower head. It was just like a pipe or the cold water. So in other words, we learned how to live like that. You know, I mean, I did. So it's kind of like, so then now in the unlean times, the times when things, you know, facility is there, we shouldn't forget that. We shouldn't forget it. We know how to live simply. We should always be ready to at least make that much facility available to somebody. Nobody should get turned away. I mean, we used to use the temple room. If every square inch of space was filled throughout the rest of the building, the audience could sleep in the temple room. Just same thing. Put out your bedding. You know, in the morning, you just roll it up, wipe down the floor with water and ammonia like that, and off you go. So, as you were trying to point out in the class, nobody should be, especially devotees who've been around, well, even devotees who haven't been around, anybody, if you could see they're sincere devotee, they're actually like, you know, they're not just here to for a handout or, you know, to get off the street. They're here, they're devotees. They want to come and experience New Dwarka, get some association. And so we should really try to do everything we can to offer something, you know, facilitate them, you know, so that they can, you know, fulfill their desire. Let them, you know, have the opportunity to engage in devotional service here, attend the Rath Yatra or some festival, this or that. We should really be prepared to go out of our way to make something, to offer something.
Yeah. Thank you, Prabhu. Any other senior Matajis? Omkara Mataji.
I remember in the Brooklyn Temple when I first joined, we had one shower and two toilets and about 25 brahmacharinis, and there would be a big line for the shower, and we only got hot water on the Sunday feast. Otherwise, we had cold water, and there was no question of owning your own clothes. Everything was communal, and no one ever complained. They were appreciative of that. And then in L.A., the Brahmacharini Ashram was in the building where Naikatma lived. Most of the apartments were Brahmacharini Ashrams. I was in charge of one ashram, and that was about 12 to 14 devotees. And we were also, we never had any beds or futons. We just slept in sleeping bags. And we were just not, you know, thinking that's my room. We only thought that's my ashram. And we would clean it every day, the floor every day with bleach, and be very conscious of being appreciative that we even got a place to sleep, because sometimes we would fight about, there's no room to sleep, so should I go to another ashram? But we would squeeze in whatever devotees we could squeeze in if we had guests.
And the wonderful thing about that is that even though it was really tight, you developed such wonderful relationships with your god sisters or your god brothers in the case of the men. It was often like a little family, you know, and you looked after each other. You shared, like Omkara was saying, you shared the same saris. You just pulled one out of the bin, whichever one was, you know, would come out, and you put it on, you know. And of course, a lot of them, for a while, they were all either yellow or orange anyway, so it didn't make a big difference. But what I remember about those days was how close we felt with each other, and you developed such a nice family relationship with each other and really looked after each other. So sometimes when you have to be in a little bit of an austere situation like that, you know, the benefit is there. There's so much benefit there that, you know, to be reluctant to share a little space with someone, you're depriving yourself actually of some opportunity to get to know another devotee better. And I can tell you from my experience, having, you know, just moved here to New Dwarka and wanted to come down here and visit many, many times, that there are a lot of devotees out there who would appreciate if some householder would just be willing to give a place on the floor where they can roll out a sleeping bag and just spend a day or two. And they wouldn't expect any prasadam or any special treatment, just to be able to spend a little time here in New Dwarka.
Thank you. For those devotees who don't know in the internet who was speaking, Mother Sujana and Mother Omkara, thank you, Mother Sujana and your husband Maharaj Das, for being a big asset in our community. For those younger devotees, Matajis, we have a jewel of information with senior devotees in a lot of things. If you have any difficulty and trouble, Mother Ramboru is there also, well equipped with knowledge and different. They have gyan and vigyan, not just gyan, vigyan. Please feel comfortable to approach these matters. Sometimes you may feel intimidated to go to the sannyasi or the temple president or this, because they're men, and the men, I don't want to talk to the women. Please, let's help each other. And we have these devotees here. Let's take advantage. Somebody else?
Yeah. Hare Krishna Prabhu. I want to spend a little time to talk about Malukiram Prabhu.
Yes.
Because he's very exemplary in how,
yes,
to in how to treat guests. I personally have very close experience how when uninvited guests come or any person that we don't know, and somehow Madhu Kiran Prabhu gets in contact with them, he's amazing. Even I see him personally that when someone senior comes and they don't have a place, he asks his devotee's friend who live with them, with him, to move out somewhere else and to give them all facilities.
What a Vaishnava.
It's like for him actually it's like a service, it's like a fortunate, you know, to serve. He has that culture. You know, it's, I don't know if another devotee know, you know, the way how he treats guests, but he is very amazing, you know.
Thank you, Prabhu, for mentioning. I have that personal experience with him. I actually found people and I knew he has already 5 people there. Prabhu, can you accommodate 2 devotees? Because in the ashram over here and there, it's different. Of course, Prabhu. With love and care, Madhu Kiran, Prabhu Ki. And this devotee, he just spoke and reminds me something. He takes care of our bhaktas and our, you know, Bhakta Lloyd before, Bhakta Ken, Kevin, and on, Bhakta Leo. We have so many devotees here who are, you know, so much that they're giving to this community, and on, you know. Please, Archita, you wanted to say something else? I thought you raised your hand. Yeah, so.
I have experience in Omkar, I can probably remember from Henry Street. There were some really strange people there. You know, when you're crowded like that and somebody's not really up to the standard, it can really cause a lot of problems. So the temple presidents over the years, they developed this mentality that we want quality people in the ashram. If somebody's borderline, we don't want to take the risk because we've seen what happens. I remember watching one day, seriously, one young man in the Henry Street Temple. He was obviously ready to blow. So he was just walking back and forth. Then he just went up to the window and just wham! He just put his finger through he was bleeding all over the place. He didn't even care. You know, that's how crazy people can get. And, you know, so in those days, the wisdom was that when somebody's that wound up, send them to New Vrindavan. But you can't do that anymore. So,
the current
mentality is, when you have an ashram of nice devotees, the Shastra Krits, the, you know, so many nice devotees that we have here, don't mess it up by putting in somebody borderline questionable. Let them show in advance that they're going to be serious about this, take the opportunity seriously, and then you give them a chance. And we've had so many other problems with theft and assaults and stuff, so now you have to fill out a form. It's a little more formal than before.
Yeah.
Previously it was, as soon as you showed any interest, they would grab you. I mean, remember literally, the first time I went to the Henry Street Temple, they were saying like, well, what are you waiting for? You obviously know the philosophy already. Why don't you move in? You know, immediately they wanted you to move in. Nowadays we have to be a little more cautious because, you know, you don't want to mess up the mix that you have. And there are some strange people out there. So we have to be cautious. We have to take names and numbers and details. We didn't do that in the past and we got burned. So yes, it's a little different atmosphere. But at the same time, your point is well taken. You have to be in this mood of understanding that everything belongs to Krishna, not to you. The car that you're driving, the home that you live in, the clothes that you have, they're all Krishna's gifts to you to be used in a service, not for your sense gratification.
Srila Prabhupada ki, New Dwarka Dham ki, Gaura Premanandi.
Hare Krishna and Judorka and online devotees. I just wanted to mention that today we're having Harinam. Leaving here in Judorka at 3:30. I wanted to mention this just because it's the last Harinam of Kartik, so it's our chance to give benefit to all the conditioned souls out there times 1,000. So that's something maybe to consider. Okay, thank you. Harinam Sankirtan Ki.